Introducing the Two-Way V4, where groundbreaking fuel cell technology meets fresh foam cushioning for the ultimate performance. With fuel cell, each step feels explosive, delivering unparalleled energy return. Paired with fresh foam, experience maximum comfort throughout the game. Its lightweight textile upper offers support and breathability without sacrificing agility. Whether you're hitting the clutch shot or locking down the opposition, the Two-Way V4 gives you the tools to play at a high level. Learn more and purchase the Two-Way for yourself at NewBalance.com.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The pressure is on Florida State entering 2023, but Mike Norvell is confident his team is ready for the season. It is Wednesday, May 17th. This is the College Football Daily. I am Lance Glynn. Today I'm going to throw to a conversation Brandon Marcello had with Seminoles head coach Mike Norvell. They hit on the season outlook, high expectations, the program's use of the portal, and much more. They also discussed the increasingly hot topic of realignment when it comes to the ACC. So without holding you any longer, here is Florida State head coach Mike Norvell with Brandon Marcello.
When you hear Florida State favorite to win the ACC, how do you react to that, and how do you handle that with your players in this offseason?
Well, you know, we're excited about the steps that we've seen within the program, and for us, it definitely is a good thing that people are talking positively about our program. That the expectations on the outside, I don't think it's ever a bad thing, but it really is about our process, our improvement, continuing to grow and get better. Last year we weren't listening a whole lot to the outside when there maybe weren't as good of expectations, and I thought we were able to take some positive steps with where we were headed. And now, as we go into a new year, we're excited about our team. We're excited about the growth that we've had, but now we need to go get better, and that's been our focus.
I'm always interested when teams kind of have inflection points in a season. You start 4-3 last year. There's noise on the outside, and then you guys go on the stretch run you did. What was the key there? Why were you guys able to turn that around? Was it injuries? What was it?
No, I mean, we just like every team, you battle different circumstances and elements throughout the course of a season. We start 4-0. We play three straight ranked opponents, and we came up short, and all competitive games, but there were little factors that would show up in each of them. I thought our guys did a remarkable job of staying consistent in the work. They continued to believe. They showed that support in how they practiced, how they prepared, and I thought we closing out winning the last six was a great testament to who they are and the belief that they have in our program and where we're going. But I think it was the consistency. It's easy to start riding high when you're 4-0, and then when you have a stretch where things didn't go the way we wanted or maybe pictured how it would play out, they responded. And we've got a great group of young men, some guys that grew in their leadership, some guys that gained some valuable experience, and I think that the way that we finish the season is really going to provide some momentum as we continue to move forward.
I've always been really fascinated by Jordan Travis, and we knew he was very athletic when he went in, and then you just kind of look at the analytics of it. I think I even mentioned it a year ago to you here about how much he just improves the offense just by being on the field. What is that next step for him going into this year? We hear the Heisman hype from the outsiders, but what is it you want to see from him? What is it he can do better?
Just the continued improvement in all areas, but you see the confidence, you see the execution. It's the consistency of it for 60 minutes. He's played elite level games where he has really done wonders for our team and program, but it's also he's challenging himself to take it to another level. And I thought coming out of spring practice, he truly was one of our most improved players. And when you say that about a best player on your team, it's exciting. But he is his approach, mindset, leadership, the way that he's challenged himself, just to be even more efficient, more consistent, it has everybody excited. And because when you have those guys bringing that mentality, it does spread to everyone within the team. But I think he was very hard on himself throughout that 3-game stretch. And he came to me, and we were the same as coaches. We're hard on ourselves when we have disappointing outcomes, but to see his response and the ownership that he takes, it's just, that's what makes him special.
I'm sure that interception, was that a big moment for him, you think? The way he responded to that?
Yeah, I mean, I think you take a handful of experiences. That's one. You know, there's multiple plays in multiple games that that require response. And, I think he is really, he doesn't just brush it off. You know, he addresses it. He works to improve it, and then he moves forward. And that he's done that with some of the negative plays. I think he's also done that with some of the really positive plays. And that's why you see him growing and building, taking his game to another level, because, he was one of the best quarterbacks in college football last year.
Yeah.
And, you feel his sense of urgency for improvement, which is a compliment to him, but also where he wants to go.
When you look ahead to this season, I mean, you've seen the numbers, you know it inside. ESPN SP Plus, you guys have the most returning production, 87% across the board in the country. And you've been able to build this roster through obviously the typical way of the high school, but also the transfer portal, where you guys have consistently been like top five since you've been there. And things have changed with the portal just in the last year or two. How are you able to balance enough development through high school in your own program, and then bringing in guys from the portal that can give you an immediate impact? Guys like, for example, Jared Verse, who is a huge addition and a huge pickup for you this upcoming year as well, being able to stay on board and not go to the NFL.
Well, I think you got to address where your team is, the things that are necessary in trying to elevate the competition, the production from each position, how your roster is managed, and for us, it's still about finding the right fit wherever that comes from, high school, transfer, junior college. And so as we've been able to identify these guys that could come in and fill a need that we had to bring competition, guys that embrace being a part of our program, embrace the opportunity to leave a legacy. You look at the transfer portal guys that have come in, and we've had some great one-year guys. You look at Jermaine Johnson, Kier Thomas, really did wonderful things in a year, but they also made an impact beyond just that time. And it was hard. It was challenging. And then you see guys that have come in and have transferred, but have had multiple years. That's I talk to them and really emphasize the development. Yes, they might have experience coming in the door, but we want them to get better throughout the time that they've been at Florida State. And I think we've seen that as well. You got a guy like Dylan Gibbons that came in from Notre Dame. He had one start under his belt before he got here, but became a 2-year starter and all ACC performer and did wonderful things. And now you're seeing that with guys like Jared, like Trey Benson, Johnny Wilson, Tatum Bethune. I think those guys have improved as they've got to our program. We love the talent and ability and the experiences they brought, but it's still about helping them get to where they want to go and to develop them, and seeing them come and really just jump full fold all into our program and being great teammates, being great leaders, embracing that responsibility. And that's where you tie that with the high school guys that have come in. And we've had guys that have really done wonderful things from that path. And last year, I think we were 65% high school signees and 35% transfers. So it's a good balance. It's a new age in college athletics. Right. But will that number be the same every year? I don't know. I mean, you got to evaluate that and be willing to adapt and adjust, but still find the best fit for Florida State.
Every program's different, and if you're seeing it with Deion in Colorado, he's gone in and we talk about rebuilds, he's building that thing from the ground up. I think five guys from Florida State have transferred in there. Just what are your thoughts on what Deion's doing at Colorado and the idea of him taking Florida State guys, and for that matter, recruiting the state of Florida in the future with high school kids?
Yeah, I'm excited for those players. I mean, guys, they get opportunities, and they made the choice, some voluntary, some were just real good decisions that we had to discuss, and they felt it was in the best of their interest. So when they find homes that they think are the right fit for them, you got to celebrate it, support it. I want to see all those guys be successful. I mean, because for us, we've been able to take transfers that have come in. We've seen high school guys that have come in that have grown, that have developed. We've seen guys that have left our programs that maybe whether it's competition, whether it's playing time, whether it's just trying to find a better fit. For the back end of their career, I support those decisions. And, I'm excited about where we are.
Yeah.
I'm excited about the team that we have. And, we've got a great deal of momentum and excitement around all things Florida State. So I'm not really as concerned about anything on the outside when it comes to that. But it's, I'm happy for those guys that they got an opportunity, and you hope they make the most of it.
Brandon has more with Florida State head coach Mike Norvell right after this.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I want to stay out west because maybe it's because I'm getting older, but I still think I'm young. But what, you're 41, 42?
41.
And your coaching tree, you got Dan Lanning out west, and you've got Kenny Dillingham, who's, I think, you know, 12 years old, 13 years old. At Arizona State, his dream job, a job that he thought, hey, maybe when I'm 50 years old, I'll be the head coach. But now he's in his 30s. He's got it. What has made those guys such fast risers?
I think it was all about their approach, man. You know, obviously they have talent. They're very smart. They're great men. You know, they really care about people. It's been fun being a part of their journey because I worked with both of them as when I was a coordinator, before I became a head coach. And I was able to hire both of them when I became a head coach to be a part of our staff. And, you know, you see the way that they've approached the profession, the job, the responsibility that they had, but they always wanted to push for more. And I think that has helped develop them open doors and provide opportunities for them to grow. And, you know, they've taken advantage of that. And with Ryan Sommerfeld there at Memphis, it was really the same thing. You know, I mean, he was our offensive line coach. And when I got the job at Florida State, he was able to, you know, take over that program. And you see guys that, you know, they're willing to challenge themselves. They make a great impact. They do the job that they have, but then they're always constantly looking to better the program and make an impact beyond just what that initial responsibility might be. And, you know, I think it serves them well.
Any advice you'd give to Dilly? I mean, dream job early.
Stay true to who you are. I mean, obviously all the things that that help get that position. I mean, you have to, you know, it's now the importance of every decision you make, the responsibility that you have. Be true to who you are. And, you know, if he'll attack that job like he's done everything leading up to this point in his career, you know, I believe he's going to find great success. And it's going to be a fun journey to watch and celebrate with him.
It's rare we get to see this, but Destin Hill, I think it was a 2021 signee for you, receiver. Now he's on the team finally after dealing with some personal reasons and issues. What does he add to your team? I mean, you obviously you're pretty loaded at receiver right now, but how could he impact things for you? What's the process like for him?
Yeah, you know, I mean, I think he's a dynamic playmaker, and you know, we feel that he's going to bring a great element, whether it's a receiver, you know, in the return game. You know, he's got tremendous speed, you know, great hands. You know, he really is does wonderful things with the ball in his hands. Post possession, I mean, he's a complete player. We're excited about get him in and get him acclimated within the program. This is, you know, anytime you make the transition, transition from high school to college. I mean, there's going to be some differences and things that you've got to work, you know, that he's going to have to work through, and learning the system and making sure that all things are on point. But he's just a great young man, and we're excited to have him here in Tallahassee, and definitely looking forward to what he's going to bring to our program, not only this year, for the years to come.
For those listening right now, we're sitting in Amelia Island at the ACC spring meetings, and here early, and you get to leave today, and you don't have to deal with all this stuff. But conference realignment talk's been bouncing around the hallways here. Your AD, Michael Alford, he's been very vocal about Florida State deserves more money and all this. Of course, you're not involved in those talks, but what do you think about Florida State's spot in the ACC? And I guess I'll just come out and say it. Should Florida State be an ACC school? Because everybody thinks Florida State, let's go to the SEC. Let's just do it.
I think Florida State has had a tremendous relationship with the ACC. And, we've represented the ACC, won a national championship here representing this conference. We're proud to be a part of this conference. And, I love our brand. I love the fan base. I love all the things that we get to represent on a daily basis. And, for us, it's about doing that to the best of our ability. And, I'm excited about where we're going. I mean, I think, just being around, Jim Phillips and his leadership, the push, the vision that he has, it's something that I respect. And, I know that in this age of college athletics, there's a lot of things on the outside that it might get said, or things that we've got to continue to push for as individual universities and conferences and all those things that are part of itself. But I can tell you that there is a great deal of respect from Florida State to the ACC and the opportunity we get to represent this conference and to be a part of it. And we're going to continue to push to be the best that we can possibly be, and making sure that in all things moving forward that we're representing ourselves and the conference the best way possible.
Florida State's the ACC champion and a playoff participant if
we have to get better, and we have to get better in all areas. We have a lot of experience that's returning, but we also have some really dynamic newcomers that have joined the program that I believe are going to make a great impact. So the competition, obviously the way that our team builds to throughout the course of the season, how we respond to all the circumstances that are ahead. And I believe this team's going to work. I've seen that. Yeah. I know the leaders. I believe in who I coach, and so I'm excited about the journey that we have in front of us. But we've got to go get better, and you can't get distracted on the things that can be five steps ahead. You got to make the most of the one that's in front of you, and that's what we're trying to do on a daily basis. Whether it's been off season, spring ball, what we're going to do in the summer, and then each step along the way throughout the course of the season.
The last thing I have for you: do you think you have the program right now, the culture, the way you're able to load the roster every year through the portal, the recruiting, and then the development, to have it at at the 10-win mark, double-digit wins year after year after year? Is this a consistent program now, you think?
Oh, I mean, I believe so. I believe in how we do things. I believe in the method, but also believe in the process, which our kids, what they buy into. And, we have a football team that cares about representing Florida State. We have a football team that really cares about what they get to do together. And we have some very talented young men. And, I love our staff. I love the way that that they approach, trying to be difference makers for these players. And, I'm really looking forward to what the future holds. I believe we have a wonderful program. It's been the blueprint in years past of how to sustain success. And we're trying to make sure that in all things that we do, that we are that we're allowing ourselves to not only have that success, but to sustain it at an elite level.
Big thanks to Coach Norvell for joining Brandon on the College Football Daily. You can find everything you need to know about Florida State over at Knowles247.com. Remember to give us a 5-star rating and a review on Apple Podcasts. And of course, head on over to the 24/7 Sports YouTube channel and click that subscribe button. Thanks for listening to the College Football Daily. We will talk to you again later this week.
I told you imaginary friends are real.
This is just so exciting.
Now, get ready for the movie event with the greatest cast you've ever imagined.
Showtime.
Ryan Reynolds, John Krasinski, Kaylee Fleming, Fiona Shaw, Phoebe Waller-Bridge, Louis Gossett Jr., Matt Damon, Emily Blunt, George Clooney, Maya Rudolph, Bradley Cooper, Sebastian Maniscalco, John Stewart, Sam Rockwell, Awkwafina, Keegan-Michael Key, and Steve Carell.
I need to throw up or I need a snack. It's one of the two.
Gross.
If, rated PG, parental guidance suggested. Written and directed by John Krasinski.